her childhood must have been mostly in the Depression.
Well, as I said, I do not discuss.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Okay. I'm really interested to know what kind of a man your father was.
He didn't mean it. I need to make a separate column just for the Dalek, because I'm going to move Give Me That Pussy, Mrs. Garrett, over here, because I want to put some special effects, like, on the Dalek, because now that I've found out what a Dalek is, I think we're ready. Hold on, Cheryl, I'm sorry.
A.C. Lee was a successful lawyer who, according to legend, stood up to racists, just as Atticus Finch does.
We don't care about you.
There was a story of your father going and stop.
I'm going to have to separate her from herself.
Her childhood must have been mostly in the Depression.
Well, to know what kind of father was.
I didn't mean to. Cheryl, you can call anytime. I have the holder on now. Let's see. Cheryl's ready. I don't even know if I'm on. Am I? I'm not recording on the video. So I can do pay-per-view. Cheryl, where are you? Are you supposed to be calling? Okay, I'll just work on Dalek Woman while I wait for Cheryl then.
Well.
Yeah, that's one. Now this is going to be two.
I'm sorry.
Cheryl? Oh, sorry.
Cheryl.
This is the day.
Why is there an echo?
Shh.
Turn it off.
Don't talk yet. Shut it up. Cheryl Dean?
Yeah.
Hi, honey.
Hi, this is the Dalek Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Civil rights.
Why is your channel coming in? Something wrong with my holders. Technical glitch for once. It's on my end, though, because it was having the same problem with the Dalek. Let me try a clip.
One testicle hangs lower than the other, that's normal.
Why? You're coming in on one speaker.
Wow. Well.
You're coming in mostly on the right. I wonder why. Sorry, honey. Just testing. Let me try some else. No, everything's coming. How do I do this, Cheryl?
Everything's coming up roses.
Right. And ugly. Oh, no, that's me. All right, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
How's your ugly face? Oh, wait. I see. There's balance. Okay. Talk, please.
Hi, this is Cheryl Bukowski, Company Alive.
That's the one. So, I was playing with Dalek.
Yeah.
You like that sound? Or is the effect?
I'm sorry.
I hate the announcer, man. He ruins it for me.
Well,
but
so
you know,
remove him or have one of your listeners.
As I see my disgust.
You know what Daleks are, though? They're robots from Doctor Who. There's a video that...
No, that's a Dalek.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were into all that.
Well, you know, I enjoy it.
You and one traditional
Doctor Who ground once in a blue way.
As I see my disgust.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's what I want to isolate there. I want this thing now.
No, sorry, you didn't know that. When she says civil rights.
Okay, we'll get that too.
That's a good one, yeah.
Where's the now? I want that now.
Do you have a video of Sylvia saying fishing for what?
Somewhere.
Because they think that would be
a Okay.
Oh, I found the now.
I'm really interested to know.
Sorry, Cheryl and audience. Please give us money while we play with Dalek, and thank you, Patrick Pates, who already gave us 30. Thank you.
Whales!
How come I don't hear the whale? Cheryl, she's not doing it. Whale? Let's try that.
Whale.
Yeah, whale.
Okay, okay.
Where was the whale? Let me try it. I'm sorry.
Okay, okay.
I'm really interested to know what...
Well, where was the whale? This is like a goat.
Okay.
I'm almost there, Cheryl. I'm almost there. I want money for this.
Well, as I said, why is she so angry?
As I said, I do my disgust.
Anyway, Cheryl, that was not Harper Lee. That was Harper Lee's sister. All famous people have raspy sisters. I wonder if your sister Jan Brewer is just as embarrassed of you as Harper Lee must be of her. Harper Lee's in a nursing home.
What's a Harper Lee?
She wrote To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, that was before my time.
Mm.
You'd know that I'm turning 25.
Again?
What?
Your vagina?
Not again. For the first time.
Minge pox. Well, guess what? I'm alone in the fucking house for once. Wait till I tell
Where's
you this shit.
Where's all the children?
Girl, I gotta tell you. I've had it up to here.
With what?
I gotta tell you a story. It's about fried chicken. But first I wanna show you how Trotsky looks cute and my messy belt. Messy held. God damn it. What did I drop? Are we still on? Fucking cunt liquor. I dropped something loudly. Oh, well. We're still on? Trotsky, say hi to the gentle charities. He's so little you can hardly see him. There's the little face. See? The little Trotsky's a good boy.
Can you let Trotsky eat your nose?
I let him eat my pussy out. He doesn't do that anymore. We trained him.
What do you mean he doesn't do that anymore?
He doesn't eat out noses anymore.
Why?
Coon poos. That's why.
Did your family discourage him from doing that yet? Oh
God, it's so fucking hot in here. Cheryl.
Why doesn't he eat out your nose?
Whatever. You know, I was ravaged by fans today, and you rescued me.
Can you tell me about this?
I was assaulted by Chad Greenwald, who converted to Judaism, and his boyfriend.
How did these people find you?
I don't know how. They found me in a coffee shop. And they have... These people are from St. Louis.
You post your location all over the place.
These people are from St. Louis, Cheryl, and this queen is weird.
Why?
She's gay. She has a boyfriend. She had a boyfriend before. But she wanted a baby, so she fucked her best friend, a girl, obviously. And by she, I mean he. And he fucked his best... I'll say he. I'll use the proper pronoun tonight. So he fucked his best friend, who's a ginger, this girl, to have a baby with his boyfriend. But he didn't think he needed to sign any legal documentation because it was his best friend. And I said, well, how did you do it? Did you do it with a turkey baster? He said, no, I actually had sex with her. I'm like, you had sex with... And then he showed me a picture. She wasn't pretty, and I said... You had sex with that? How? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, how many times? Twice. Well, not only did she decide she doesn't want to give up full custody of the baby.
They're not friends anymore.
No, worse. He was dating this guy for 4 years. The guy, who was really ugly, by the way, and the guy married the girl. The guy he was dating for 4 years married the ginger who was his baby mama.
And he's no longer gay.
Yeah. I know I have two shirts on strip club because I was riding my bike. It's cold out. I should have changed.
I'm so confused, man.
I'm telling you, and he showed me a before and after picture of the, because he had weight loss, the boyfriend. Oh, my God. So he looked like this horrible, I don't know. He made Stephen Hawking look hot. And then he lost some of the weight, and then he married this girl. He's like, how are you gay for 4 years, and then you marry your boyfriend's baby mama?
It's called not being gay.
It's called come out as straight after. These people are weird. Weird, honey. There's a Ustream app that you won't see ads. I didn't know that. Kel-Aids. There's Harissa.
I haven't seen any ads since I've used this wonderful thing called Adblocker. Talk about every time.
But anyway, Cheryl rescued me from this mass confusion, and by grumholing. I didn't think we would. It didn't even occur to me we might grumhole today until I realized it might be a good escape clause. I'm just kidding. But you know, his mother is on my webinar too. Chad Greenwalt's mother, Melissa Greenwalt. She's like a libertarian because it's not cool to be a Republican anymore.
Okay.
But she's really just, you know, cool. Do you know who she is? Do you know these people, Cheryl? Have you seen their names? Listen, this is how bad it is. Oh, hi, Trotsky. You know how I don't want to say annoying because he's a nice person. They're both nice, but you know how I have to be honest. I'm a lesbian. He is so annoying that Rachel Cann wouldn't respond to his messages after a while.
That's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. I said, Rachel, why aren't you responding to his messages? She said, Madge, because that's my name. She said, Madge, I responded to like a lot of his messages, but he sends me thousands of them. And, you know, I can't, it's just fucking nuts. I said, please, just whatever.
Well, like I posted a little bit ago that I was going to be grumming and, you know, other places people want me to call. Mm-hmm. He posted 1, 2, 3, 4 times things that have nothing to do with what I asked.
What did he post?
Well, I said, you know, which places should I call? And he said, do you prefer ChatStick or Carmex on your lips? What percentage of your vagina is still inside your body? What percentage of your vagina has prolapsed?
Did you say?
Well, I usually said, what?
Well.
What? Well.
Well.
And that's my sister.
No, that's just you.
It's do you not like woman?
As I said, I do not discuss. Well. Well.
Go ahead, talk. I'm just going to do your whales for you. I know it might get hard to get used to. So you were talking about all the messages he kept sending you?
Yeah.
So let me know when you're going to start a sentence so I can say whale or press the button.
The thing is just this. I went walking yesterday.
Go ahead. Keep talking.
I can't.
You're not supposed to even notice that. It's just a little intermezzo thingy. Do you want to not hear it so I'll just play it for the audience? Will that be
better? I want you to not do it.
All
right, let me just do it a few more times to get it over with.
Whether I'm going to be a nun or whether I'm going to be a mother or, you know, if I'm going to be a salesperson, whatever I'm going to be. Don't ever enter my body.
Okay. Go ahead, Cheryl. You have my full attention. I can't stand my triple chin, Cheryl. I look so obese.
You do look a little obese today.
You know what a girl said to me that I was having lunch with today? You'll like this because it was awful.
What she said?
See that mate? We have been to this restaurant together. We got $15 from Bo. Thank you. Bo G. Thank you, Bo. Anyway, so we're eating at this restaurant that we like, and the webinar, not webinar, the host, why did I get webinar? The host, like, looked like he was, he had gained a lot of weight. And my friend said, Jesus, she gained a lot of weight since the last time. She said, Madge, you look skinny compared to her. Mm. Not nice, right? That's not a compliment, is it?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Backhanded compliment.
I don't even know if it's backhanded. I think it's just an insult, maybe.
Well. I think that she's just reflecting the fact that Trotsky, oh, what a good little girl he is. I think it's just a reflection that you've gained the weight.
Well, not everybody can be all Wanda Wisdom about it or Cheryl Murkowski about it.
Well, thank God she's coming back.
Yeah, she did a 2-minute audio blog post.
Yeah, well, she's going to be coming back and featuring Bradley Trainer, ready personality.
No, I have a feeling I know what she's up to, but
she's trying to make money.
No, you'll see. All I can tell you is you'll probably be disappointed.
What is being?
It ain't that deep.
She's selling it out.
No, I think she's just going to be doing maybe a special. Let's just leave it at that.
A special?
Mm-hmm.
Not one of those horrible video specials that thing makes.
I'm just saying what I said, and that's it.
Tell me now.
That's it. I said it.
Tell me now.
No. Yes. I keep everybody's confidence. That's the thing about me, Cheryl. That's why nobody knows your address in Red Bank, New Jersey. Do you know these little fuckers, that little, what's his face?
Okay.
You
want to know my address?
He want to know everything about you. Everybody I meet in person, they always want to know everything about Cheryl. They said, tell me who is Cheryl. Remember that girl she sent on your webinar last week, or your Facebookinar, your F sheet? She said, who is Madge Weinstein? And I'm like, who is whatever her name was, Sherry Von Tunderwinkle?
No.
What the fuck kind of, who is Madge Weinstein? How many times do I have to say it? I'm a lesbian with food allergies, I'm fat, blah, blah, blah. What in the fuck? And then she gets all insolent, like, ooh, I didn't mean to insult you.
No.
What do you think about that?
I didn't.
You mean to?
Well.
Sorry, I was
being late. The thing, Madge, is this. When you eat more.
Well.
No, the thing is.
Please do not insult me with my own lines from Andy Melton Schrock, Bella.
Okay.
Who is.
One.
No, you can. I'm just kidding. You can.
Well, that's really.
Did you ever make a recording of Wanda Wisdom Face?
Yeah.
Can I have it?
What?
I would like to have it.
I never actually did it.
Damn you.
Yeah. It's too bad.
We could play a whorehole song, though. I think we could do for a Cheryl song.
Whorehole, Daddy Mike.
Warhol.
Am I going to be calling somewhere
today? Ooh, do you have numbers? I have a good Warhol music, though, I would like to play for you.
No,
you'll like this. It's very appropriate for your Warhol.org. Your new branding. Yeah.
TM, are you talking about the...
I do not discuss that.
Excuse me?
I do not discuss.
Man.
How can you make fun of her?
I don't know.
Warhol. Hiya, hiya, hiya. Warhol.org.
Are you talking about Sylvia Swallow?
No. Don't you hear it?
It's racist.
No, it isn't. Why isn't it? I hate this new fucking iTunes. I don't even know how it goddamn works. I just want to see it. Where do I see my goddamn fucking songs, Cheryl? The fuck? Angry. Sorry, what is the name of it? Apache. I'm trying to. Okay. Oh my God. This is called A Girl and Many Boys, and it's It's for the Warhol.
Act confident, even if you aren't.
Sorry, Cheryl. What? You have numbers to call or what?
Let me try this.
Oh my God, we got $20 from our lovely Jean Aids. Thank you.
Thank you.
A is for.
How much?
$20?
Mm-hmm. It's pretty nice. She's my little girl.
I hope you realize, Cheryl, this counts as your birthday present.
What? Man.
Okay, oh my God, Wayne. Wayne. Oh my God, Wayne gave us a donation. We haven't. I hope that means you've got a job now, honey. Remember, he's the one that gave me that iPod when it first. What was it called? That iPod with the thing. Remember, and I got two of them by accident.
There's been so many, you've had basically every iPod.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God! So Chad was also.
What did he give us?
Oh, 25.
That's very nice.
So Chad listens to every podcast imaginable. His boyfriend hates
me. There's just so many great ones. The podcast, what is it? The Rainbow Radio.
All these things I never heard of, and I'm like, whatever. And he's like asking me all these questions. We really want to know what Cheryl, tell us about Cheryl. Tell us what Auntie Vera looks like. We picture Humpty Dumpty. I said, and I asked Vera, Vera said, oh, who cares? This is boring. So, that's the money. Cheryl Dean.
Yeah, that's me.
Are you wearing a pretty dress today? What are you wearing?
Mm-hmm.
You got your... You wearing some pretty panties?
Yeah, girl panties.
You wearing some pretty panties? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Do they have lace?
They sure do.
You got lace panties? Can you see your pretty little prolapse, or huge, rather?
You can see my nice pink rosebud.
Rosebud.
Yep. That's right. What's wrong? Well, I see my pink rosebud. I'll push my legs together and it will make the outer hleops of my lips turn red. Well.
Rob Pickle sent us money too. Why are people liking us all of a sudden? Must be a good tax refund. I guess the economy's picking up. I'll tell you what he meant. I'll do what I did last time, and I'll just send you a print screen. I think that worked pretty well, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I do not.
As I said, I do not discuss.
Chiffon shitting dress. No, man.
As I said, I do not discuss.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
We could call.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I got ADD'd out.
Go to this website. It's got a wonderful new product, which is these glasses that are binoculars.
Okay, I'm going to do that. First, I'm going to just enter the contact. I'm not going to call it yet.
Okay, but we need to figure out, what should I be asking?
What is this thing called, the product? Goonies?
Product.
Yeah, what's it called again?
The product.
Yeah.
Zoomies.
Just remember, because that's how I'm storing it in my telephone book.
All right,
so now we're going to go to the website. You need this on the screen or what?
Yeah.
You need Holder Vision on already?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Well, talk while I figure out how to set it up, because I forgot.
Let's see.
Launching desktop presentered. Telestream not installed.
You want to be far away.
What hurts?
You don't want to hold those things. Say goodbye to expensive and bulky binoculars.
What?
Yep.
Where's my Grummidge?
Grummidge.
Yeah. Charming vulva.
What?
Nothing. Okay, Cheryl, tell me the name of buyzoomies.com, right?
Yeah.
Oh my god, my fucking the MacBook Pro is fucking heating up again.
Mine too.
Oh, these look amazing. You want to watch the commercial?
Ooh.
All right, here we go.
You want a closer look with the naked eye?
Wait, the audience can't hear yet. Sorry, I forgot. I always have to fucking fix the folder audio. Sorry, audience. Sorry. Oh, well, they can't even hear me say sorry. Sorry, audience. Every time I switch Holder Vision over, it squeaks. But we're good now. Okay, so we're going to watch the commercial.
Squinting doesn't help, and binoculars are big, bulky, and expensive. Sorry. Introducing Zoomies, the compact. You want a closer look.
Oh, and I almost said something.
But the naked eye can only see so much. Squinting doesn't help, and binoculars are big, bulky, and expensive. Mm-hmm. Introducing Zoomies, the compact, hands-free, high-power binoculars you wear like sunglasses. Mm. Zoomies gives you instant 300% magnification that brings everything up close. Look closer. Zoomies binoculars utilize the same vision magnification technology of expensive, high-power binoculars and condenses it into microvision lenses that adjust easily with a turn of the focus dial and magnify up to 300%. Mm-hmm. With Zoomies, you'll enjoy Mother Nature up close. You'll be so close to the action, you'll feel the excitement. And you'll have a front row view of the big game, even from the cheap seats. Holding heavy binoculars is tiring on your arms and heavy on your neck. But Zoomies binoculars are so light, you'll forget you even have them on.
Oh.
And when your head follows the action, so does Zoomies hands-free. You can even switch on the sunshade to eliminate glare without switching to sunglasses. Mm. And they're the clear choice of bird watchers, hunters and outdoorsmen, sports fans,
this
and
causes me great pain, Charles.
You'll be amazed at what you've been missing.
Oh,
they're
God.
Great for reading books and fine print and newspapers. You'll love them for sewing and stitch work. And they turn any TV into a big screen TV.
What
and
a souffle.
They fold and store easily in shirt pocket or purse. You can pay $200 for bulky binoculars, or you can get Zoomies at the factory direct price of only $10. Order now and get this handy travel storage bag absolutely free.
What?
But wait,
a free storage bag.
Double the offer and send a second complete set free. Just pay separate processing and handling.
Double win.
That's two complete sets of Zoomies binoculars for just $10. See what you've been missing and zoom
in. They keep showing the same shots over and over again.
Here's how to order.
Okay. That was very nice. Thank you for sharing. Now we're going to call them. Do you know what questions you want to ask? Because I would have no idea.
I'm writing down a few. Hold on.
I have no idea. What can I look, other than can I look at my lips with these?
I've got a few. Hold on.
You know, you have a prolapse. Do you know what a prolapse is? Well, can I see my lips with them? Because they're sometimes my prolapse hangs low and I can't see it to see what kind of feces are on it. Is that something? Fecal matter. Did you hear about the feces transplants? I sent you the link.
Yeah. I've gotten a few of those. I get C. diff about every other week.
No. Did you see that Flames is in jail for attempted murder?
I'm so glad that Dee Dee's hiring people that end up in jail for attempted murder. It's no big deal.
Lady Bunny was all hot for him. She had texted me. She's like, that Flames has really got a big dick on him. He seems real nice. So I sent her that. I'm like, here's where your Flames be, honey. He in jail with his huge cock. Well, you know, that's what you get when you're overweight. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Well, as I said, I do not discuss.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Okay. I'm really in...
Gentleman. He was a very family-oriented man.
Into. Okay. I'm really interested to know what kind of a man your father was.
Well, he was an oriented man. Well, he was a very gentleman. He was a very family-oriented man. He loved his children. He was just a very community-oriented person.
A.C. Lee was a successful lawyer who, according to legend, stood up to racists, just as Atticus Finch does in the novel.
Up.
In life, nobody thought anything about.
There was a story of your father going and stopping a Ku Klux Klan march through the town. Is that true?
No.
That's it.
It was a way of life, nobody.
I gotta get that, and then I'll
you have to get, no, hold on.
What?
After that, she says, civil rights.
All right, we'll get to that, but first I have to get this now, because I like it.
No.
That's a good now. That's almost Sylvia quality now. Now. She really talks like Lee the way she said, now. I'm going to call that one now. Hold on. Can you talk while I'm not talking, please?
Yeah, well.
Now.
No.
Why does she make me so happy? Cotton, you and the Eggman. Cotton, you're falling asleep on me.
No.
Okay, now the other
no.
one.
No.
Let's get over there and I'll... Tell me what... just tell me stop.
Yeah. No.
Ah.
That was no march. The whole thing was a fabrication.
Oh, okay. How aware were you of segregation here when you were growing up?
It was a way of life. Nobody thought anything about it.
Hold on. Is it not...
Keep going.
Okay. Do you know how to yell at me, you little cunt? God, you're a bitch on wheels to D. No, you're not. You saved me from horrible things. All right.
It was a way of life. Nobody thought anything about it. Civil rights. You know, yeah. You knew black people, but you didn't know them socially. They were servant class, and you always had a great relationship with your servants.
Right.
Where it was a way of life.
Which part did you want?
I want the part where she says civil rights. You always had a good relationship with your servants.
Civil rights. You know... You knew black people, but you didn't know them socially. They were servant class, and you are...
Is just, end with super class? Or you, oh, you want to keep going. Had a good relationship.
You can make multiple clips.
All right, I need the biggest one first, because we're going to start with the max.
All right, you go to the... you always had a good relationship with your servants.
Civil rights.
Did she laugh?
You know,
yep.
You knew black people, but you didn't know them socially. They were servant class, and you always had a great relationship with your servants. No. No. Well. Well, no. Well, no. 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 Well, civil rights. Civil rights. Civil rights.
Okay. Where were we, Cheryl? Do you want me to call now? Do you have a... We got $20 from Kel-Aid's S period.
Well.
Do you want me to call or what? You ready for the Zoom?
Well.
Are you ready for the Zoomies?
Excuse me?
Oh, my God, you're high. Do you want me to call the Zoomies? Do you have your questions, Red Aids?
I think so.
Fine, we're calling because you're taking forever to answer. Shit.
Hello, and thanks for calling to order Zoomies binoculars.
Are you there, Cheryl?
The hands-free, yep. High-powered binoculars you wear like sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
To ensure our best possible customer service, yeah. This call may be recorded.
Yours, Jim.
Please have your credit or debit card ready to order.
Right.
To order now, please say order or press
1.
I'm sorry I missed that. You reached the order line
like
for Zoomies.
No.
I'm sorry I missed that. You've reached the order line for Zoomies Binoculars. To order now, please press 1.
No.
For customer service information or to check the status of an existing order,
Civil rights.
With reasonable the hands-free Zoom. Let's just put you down for 1. Zoomies Binoculars, buy one, get one free set. You're going to love seeing anything and everything right up close, and you'll hardly even notice you're wearing them. Now I'm going to get your name, along with your billing and shipping information.
No, I want to talk to
I would like to quickly check our phone directory to see if we have your current address. First and last name. It is important to say and spell your full name correctly, or we will be unable to process your order. After the tone, please clearly say and spell your full name.
Wait.
Dolores Shepherd.
Okay, you've recorded. Dolores Shepherd. If the spelling of your name is clear and accurate, say yes. To be recorded, say no.
No.
Okay, you've recorded. Dolores Shepherd.
This is so stupid.
If the spelling of the name is clear and accurate,
so that we can talk to customer service.
I want to finish this, please. Yes.
Okay, you recorded.
Dolores Shepherd.
If the spelling of the name is clear and accurate, if you are calling from Canada, please press the star key. Otherwise, after the tone, please
press
clearly say or key in your 5-digit billing zip code.
Civil rights. You know.
Okay, let's confirm that. 15658. Is that correct? Please say yes. Okay, now I already have your city, state, and zip code. After the tone, please clearly speak and spell the billing street address, including street number and apartment number.
And read it back and that's it.
Civil rights. You know.
Okay, you recorded.
Civil rights.
If the spelling of the street address is clear and accurate, say yes. Is this also the shipping address? We will now select one of our secure and confidential payment options. Appropriate sales tax may apply. For your convenience, we accept Visa, MasterCard, credit, and debit.
Agent, let us talk to an agent, you stupid bitch.
Please clearly say or key in just the card number.
Mrs. Garrett.
Secure and confidential payment options. Appropriate sales tax may apply. For your convenience, we
accept.
Mrs. Garrett.
After the I'm sorry, I missed. You can purchase Zoomies binoculars. Buy one, get one free. You can purchase Zoomies.
Okay, I'll hang up now. You ready for me to hang up?
Man.
Oh, they hang up, sure.
Everything.
Well, what do you want me to call now?
Call the number back and I want customer service.
What makes you think they're going to answer?
Let me try.
Okay, I'm not saying anything.
Hello, and thanks for calling to order Zoomies Binoculars, the hands-free, high-powered binoculars you wear like sunglasses. To ensure our best possible customer service, this call may be recorded. Your credit or debit card ready to order. To order now, please say order or press 1. For customer service information or to check the status of an existing order, say status or press 2. To check the status of your order 24 hours a day, please visit www.customerstatus.com.
Oh, fuck. You know, this isn't going to work.
Or you can call our customer service line at 1-866-533-2101. Monday through Friday,
no.
8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yeast.
Again, you can check the status of your order online 24 hours a day at www.customerstatus.com or call our customer service line at 1-866-22.
I'm trying to put a call out to Deborah Wilkerson.
Well, who else are we going to call?
Get a
These
number.
These listeners are just horrible.
No, they're not. They're giving us money. Shut up. Find a number.
Oh. Let me see here. Okay.
I put We Online Now. Please go online. Oh, I changed my iPhone. She's British now. Let's see if I have an example. See what's a good example of some text. Check them. What's this? Why am I getting Skype messages on my phone?
I don't know, but this is for Strip Club DJ. On.
Wait, that's not him. Voice over off. I want you to hear her British voice.
Matrix docking station for MacBook Pro and MacBook Air. DS1/HDMI. Matrix 8. Larger image. List price $249.90.
So, okay. What did you want now, Cheryl? You sent me a linky poo?
Yeah.
You did? Little gal? Mm-hmm. That's quite a long link, honey. Mm-hmm. You want me to play that first? It's radio, so I don't need video, right?
It's from Strip Club D.
Oh, then you know it's amazing.
Hi, this is Felix from Platinum Images. Are you tired of being broke? Have you been looking for a job and never got a call back? Are you 18 years or older and free to travel? Do you have a valid state ID?
Are you ready to get cash now?
Jobs 2011 CareersUnlimited.com has 50 job openings. Get a pen and paper and write this number down and call 314-479-8886. That's 314-479-8886. No car, no problem. All transportation is provided. Travel to New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Miami, and many more.
This is for the dorms.
Experience necessary.
Oh, okay.
We will train. Earning money 4 different ways. Commission, cash advance, bonuses, and bets. That's right, 4 ways. Cash money selling business. And fashion magazines door to door. This is the job for you. Call 314-479-8886. That's 314-479-8886.
Log on to jobs 2011 careers. Fucking cunt. You're listening to the Cheryl. Fuck me. Damn it. Sorry. Why can't I save number? Yes. Black radio. Cheryl, I'm sorry. They keep changing Skype every fucking day. It's a different goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Why is my phone doing you? God on a lip, Cheryl. God on a lip. Okay, it's called Black Radio? Yeah.
What?
That's what I called it in my holder, all right?
Yeah.
Shh. Okay.
Happy Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day. Unfortunately, our office is now closed to Tuesday. We're closed to Tuesday, 9 a.m. We're closed Tuesday, 9 a.m. Please visit our website.
Let me just play it.
www.advanagd20x.com. advanagd20x.com.
Jesus Christ.
advanagd20x.com.
Do you understand what he's even saying?
Something about corn.
advanagd20x.com. A-D.
He likes corn. On the
cow. AGE20X.com. ADVAN.
What the fuck is your problem?
20X.com. AD.
The Samurai.
20X.com.
What is he saying? What is the website?
ADVAN.
What the fuck is wrong with this, Cheryl? It's driving me crazy.
ADVAN. AG.
Thank God. Oh.
You fucking gobbledygook. Severite. You know, you knew black people, but you didn't know them socially. They were servant class. and you always had a great relationship with your servants.
Repeat.
Severite. You know. Severite.
It hung up, but at least they'll hear that nice message Tuesday when they reopen. Oh, fuck. Cheryl, are you there? Uh-oh. Cheryl hung up. Oops. Fuck. Now I'm really screwed.
Yes?
Pickin?
Andy? Why are you calling?
I hung up. I thought, did you hang up on me?
Yes.
Because you hung up on me. I thought it was Black Radio hanging up on me, so I talked to them like I thought I was talking to you. Stupid bitch. So I'm like, hi, at least they'll hear that when they come back Tuesday.
I liked their message, but I couldn't understand what the website was because they were so black and they kept repeating the same thing.
Well, you know, whatever. We're not going to... Do you want to call that abortion lady again?
The same one.
Yes.
And say, honey, last week I was on the verge of having an abortion, and then you hung up on me, Miss Cleo.
Let's just.
I'm sick of this. Okay.
What? Somebody's got to give us something else to call in the meanwhile. I mean, there's all these infomercials. How is it we have nothing to call? No abort.
Is there anything specific you'd like me to ask her?
No, ask the audience. That's what their job is. Okay. God, my fat.
That's just working again.
She's there. She's the only one. She's in the basement, locked in the chains.
Hotline, we're freaking out. Can I help you?
Hi, I was wondering if you could give me some help.
Excuse me?
I need some help with my baby.
Yes, ma'am. Where are you calling me from?
I'm calling from Chicago.
Okay, what kind of help do you need, ma'am?
Well, I've got this baby inside of me, and I don't really want it. And it's causing all kinds of pressure across here, and I'm just not sure I want it. I've called a few of these phone lines before, and the last time it was not very long ago. I think I called this line, and there was a woman, and she was very rude to me.
Mm.
And she kind of sounded like Miss Cleo. So anyways, I'm not sure if I want to keep this baby. Why?
Well, why are you not sure you want to keep your baby? Do you have other children?
I don't have any kids that I've kept, but why didn't want the baby? Well, I was forcibly prolapsed, raped boy. Do you know what a prolapse is?
No, I don't.
Well, it's when your lady business starts falling out. That some people call it a pelvic organ prolapse. Sometimes it's fixed with transvaginal mesh, as mine was.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got this thing, and I was walking down the street one day, and these men came, and they pulled down my pants and panties, and they went at it with my thing, and they kept jamming these different things in there and filling me with their, what they called, love seed from God. And then a few days later, I started getting that morning sickness, and I went to the bathroom, and all of this cum, or ejaculation, the material from the men, it started pouring out of
me. No.
So how far along are you in your pregnancy?
Right now?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I think about 2 months.
You're about 2 months. And how did you find out you were 2 months pregnant?
What was the question?
I said, how did you find out you were 2 months pregnant?
Well, I went to the doctor.
Okay.
Because I was having some horrible pain. And she said, okay. She did
it. And what's your name, dear? What's your name?
My name's Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Yep.
And how old are you, Cheryl?
I'm 25.
You're how old?
25.
24 life. But how old are you as far as your real age on your license? Or either on your ID?
Oh, honey. A girl doesn't tell her age.
She doesn't tell her age? Well, where are you calling me from?
Chicago, honey.
Okay, and what's your mailing address?
My mailing address? Why do you need my mailing address?
Well, dear, I would like to send you a package that could educate you about what you're going through right now to help you make a very, very educated decision about keeping your baby.
Well, I mean, what are the alternatives?
Well, the alternatives are you a Christian?
Well,
do you believe in God?
I believe in God. I'm a saved woman. I'm part of this church that actually believes that it's more of a sexual thing with Jesus. It's wonderful. But
well, I have never heard of that, but if you believe in God, sure, and Jesus Christ is your Savior, then you know that killing is a murder, correct?
Well, but, I mean, is it really killing if
It is really killing. And if you want to be a killer, nobody gave you the right to kill that baby on the inside of you.
You have gone to
the doctor. You have realized that you are already 2 months pregnant with this lovely gift from God.
No.
And who gave you the right to take the gift,
honey,
Cheryl?
Wait, honey, how is it a gift from God if I was raped?
You know, God put that gift on the inside of you.
No, a black man in a mask put this gift inside of me.
No.
Well, you waited 2 months later. God allowed you
It's not killing the baby if I had done that plan B or C thing.
Sweetheart, yeah. You now know 2 months later you have a living baby on the inside of you, Cheryl. And no matter what age you are, whether you're in Chicago or whether you're in Alabama, God has gifted you this opportunity to bring life into the world. Now, I'm not sure about your past history. I'm not sure about, how many other children you may or may not have. But it is in your best spiritual interest in you being a Christian and not going against the Ten Commandments and becoming a murderer. And I know you don't want to do that.
Well, so what happens if I've had procedures in the past?
Procedures in the past is the past. We're talking about right now. We're talking about right now to today. We're talking about May the 25th, which is Saturday night at almost 11 o'clock p.m. You called this line because you obviously wanted help. God allowed you to speak to me, and I'm here to encourage you, to help you to really be that Christian woman, despite the horrible things you may have gone through in getting here. God has still allowed you to pick up that phone tonight and to speak to me. And I believe this is God's timing and God's opportunity to really minister to you and to encourage you and to prepare you that you are going to be a wonderful mother, Cheryl.
Well, how do I be a mother to this thing, this black thing that's going to slither out of my vagina?
It's not a black thing that's going to slither out of your
vagina.
It is a baby. Yeah. It is alive. It's going to have two eyes, two ears.
It might
nose,
not, though.
Well, you know what? I believe that
God's
going to give you the capacity to love it.
Down
syndrome children deserve to be loved as well. And
well, I know,
wrong.
But I don't have time for this.
Well,
I mean, can someone else take care of it?
You may not think that you have time for it, but God knows just what you need and just when you need it in this divine time in your life.
But
no.
It's a watermelon head baby. Is there someone else that can take it off my hands?
Of course. If you want to carry the baby, Cheryl, for 9 months and then give it up for adoption,
can
that would be another great...
that would be another great opportunity for you to be to have this gift and to gift it for to someone else who may not be able to have children.
Well, that's one. How much do they pay for that yet?
Well, dear, you know, that's something I really, really don't know because we're not an adoption agency, but I could definitely put you in contact with some that could give you the resources that you need in Chicago that could lead you in the right direction. Would you like that?
Where was God the night that I was raped?
God was right there looking, seeing those horrible men do what they did to you. But God still knew that you were the godly woman, the kind woman, the Christian woman that would keep, the, despite the horrible thing that happened, that would not murder the seed that has now been planted on the inside of you. If you are indeed the Christian woman that you say you are, you know that all things work together for the good of them who love Christ and that are called according to his purpose. And obviously you've been called according to his purpose to carry the seed.
Excuse me.
Are you okay, Cheryl?
Yeah.
Okay. So can I give you some resources in Texas that maybe would help you? I mean in Chicago that maybe would help you?
Yes.
Okay, hold on 1 second, Cheryl. And which part of Chicago are you in?
North side.
The north side?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on, Cheryl.
Did you know that a woman's vagina is even easier to pleasure when she's pregnant? I discovered that the other day. Wonderful.
Well dear, I would not. In Chicago, we have some places that can help you with adoptions. Do you have pen and paper?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's called Easter House. The phone number is 1-800.
Yeah.
451-2001.
Okay.
There's another one called St. Mary Services.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in Chicago. And mm-hmm. The phone number is
1-800-252-4152.
And let's see, that is what we have. Is there any other place near you on the north side, another city that would be close to you that we could take you to help you with your adoption service for the baby? Cheryl?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I think it's this baby.
Okay. And we have one more place. It's called Bethany Services.
All right.
And the phone number is 618-281-5959.
All right.
Okay, so call them and see if they can help you with some options so you can... I know you might not want to pick baby for yourself, but it could be a gift for someone else. And you have seven more months.
Oh, seven more months of this?
Seven more.
No!
You're doing.
How am I going to get through this? I mean, this baby is pushing on my bladder. It makes me poop my panties.
And they're going to help you, okay?
Honey, have you ever been through this yourself?
I have not ever been through it physically.
You haven't. So how would you know? All you know is God. But what I know is that this thing is making me shit my pants when I'm on the bus. I'm on the bus, honey. Have you been on the bus before?
On the bus?
Yeah. Have you ever seen someone shit their pants on the bus because they got a baby growing inside of them from God?
Of course, I've seen many pregnant women, mm-hmm. and I've seen many pregnant women that may have been in crisis, that may have
pooped themselves on the bus and smeared it all over their face.
But they survived it, and they go on with their lives. They have beautiful, healthy babies and beautiful children.
But
Cheryl, call those numbers and see if they can help you. Okay, dear.
I can't. There's still semen going down my legs and my prolapse is bleeding.
I understand that, Cheryl, but give them a call. Give them a call and see if they can help you. Make sure that they can help you clear all of that up. Okay, Cheryl?
Okay.
All right. God bless you.
Bless you.
Good night.
Good night.
That was really good, Cheryl. I think that that actually could go places.
Hang up on
that,
her?
No, she hung up, honey. Oh, no, she didn't. Hello, honey. It doesn't matter. They won't remember. Oh, I didn't hang up. No, it's gone. But it's not like a... Oops.
She was so mean to me.
But it's not like she's ever going to... This was a different lady, wasn't it? I think they just are all
very differently. That was not Miss Cleo. Miss Cleo was much nicer. Oh, yes, Mama, I understand. And this one was, oh, God, you're murdering.
But she was good, and that was an amazing...
baby.
I loved your comebacks. I mean, this is serious. Like, we could do something with this.
Okay.
Cheryl, I think that what's amazing overall about the three calls we've had... That was the third, right? Is that every single one of them, they went through all the way to the very end, even though you've been calling week after week, 2 weeks in a row. It's amazing.
They're not very organized. They don't talk to each other between shifts.
Okay. I need a number to call. Someone gave me a number, but I'm not allowed to say who it is because I don't know why. So I'm nervous now.
What do you mean?
Well, she said, I donated, whore. Don't say my fucking name again on the show. Well, I didn't do it on purpose. Okay, I won't say anybody's name from now on.
You can just say their first name.
I don't even know who this person... Everybody has five names. No, she doesn't... He or she doesn't want my... I don't even know if it's a he or a she, honestly. Oh. I'm sorry. Thank you for the money, and I'm sorry for saying your name. It's just that... Cheryl, from now on, we're not saying names except for first names. Can we say your... I'm confused, Cheryl. Tell me what to do. I don't want to be ungrateful to our gentle audience that donates.
I understand.
What?
Easter house.
My family ain't listening. What are you talking about, Kellades? Let's talk pregnancy.
They made me poop myself.
Cheryl, that was really good. Your answers were beyond amazing.
Seriously. And she said she's seen many pregnant women.
Cheryl, that could be like, I mean, that's like one of those, like, acorn scandalous things. Like, this is, we could do good stuff with that. We can send it to Obama. Okay.
Twitter sheet.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Who's calling?
Gristle Turd.
What is that?
What is that? Gristle Turd.
No.
Yes. Look at all these posts I have to approve to my timeline. Of course, she's already in fucking bed. Mm-hmm.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voicemail.
No.
All right, so who do we call then? Your mother?
Mm-hmm.
With stink hair in BC?
We need another phone line, but I don't think I want to call another abortion one.
Well, Cheryl, I'll dial whatever you tell me to, but I need a numby. Throat Cancer Hotline has a ventilator. Oh, that's a joke.
No, I don't.
Oh, wait, Jimmy Swaggart Prayer Line. It's a prayer.
That sounds good.
Why not? Just go on with the same thing. Like, you just called the prayer line. They didn't help you get an abortion. You need a prayer to get your baby killed.
Okay.
All right. So now, this is Jimmy Swaggart, and he was arrested. Didn't he have a scandal a million years ago? Or you're too young, of course.
Yeah, I know.
Stupid bitch. Okay. Plus one. Try my Google Plus. Swaggart. Swaggers. Sounds like a Durham movie.
Jimmy Swagger.
You know.
Sounds like something from the dorm.
That's what I just said. It's a movie. We have movies called Swaggards. Okay. Dialing.
for calling Jimmy Swaggart Ministries prayer line. Our lines are currently closed.
You please fucking whore.
Friday between 8 a.m. and 5
p.m. Well, what if we need a prayer outside of this?
Thank you and have a blessed day.
Bitch. Have a blessed fuck you.
Same here.
Yeah. Have a blessed fuck you. Right? Cheryl? Yep. Right?
No.
Somebody see. Give me a number.
Let me hold on.
What is this one? Somebody has a number. I'm not going to call Obama's. Oh. No. The address I want to use is. No, we're not. No. Privacy book. Who is privacy book? They said I should use Obama's old address. Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Yeah, really brilliant. Fucking Jesus. 1-800-STINK-AND-BE. That strip club is always high. Come on, somebody, give us a numby. Cheryl wants to work for you, audience.
I want to call about some product.
What other products did you see? What about, wasn't there something you posted that Timmy showed you, you were talking about on Facebook?
I don't think they're going to be open.
What was it? You sound so sad that your lab's places aren't open, Cheryl.
Yeah, it is sad for me.
Okay, there must be like a directory of infomercial places to call.
Well, I think it would be nice to call about some kind of like the Harriet Carter.
Who's that?
You know the Harriet Carter. They got a catalog with horrible gifts.
Oh,
I bet
okay.
They're open, but we got to find some product. I know. I think I've called them before.
You've called pretty much everyone. Yeah, that's like that dumb thing where they sell the Depends and weird shit like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Here, I got it. Okay, good. Well, what? I'm going to put the number in my book.
For what?
For Harriet Carter.
Okay, let me find some product.
Well, hurry, honey. We're not calling yet. I'm just entering it into my holder. Don't want to disappoint our lovely listen turds. Meanwhile, let's talk about your week. How was your week, honey? Jesus Christ. That's your
it
week?
Was pretty good.
Harriet Carter's, huh?
This looks like a nice one.
What? Well, you don't tell. Make it a surprise for the gentle audience. I used to have a fake aunt named Harriet Sepinwall. Oh my God! I didn't even tell you the story about my Wanda Wisdom's nephew. And the chicken.
What?
It's really funny. I got to tell you this chicken story. Okay. So I was, you know how I'm fat and I eat everything and I get really hungry?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was driving to pick up my friend from the airport who was away for a very long time.
Okay.
So, in the car, my sister calls and she says, So my sister calls and she says, Madge, when are you coming home? And I said, well, I'll be home eventually. She said, well, you know, we left the iPad in the car.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I said, well, do you want me to stop by and bring it? No, that's okay. Oh, and Madge, there were some chicken sticks, or what do you call it, chicken fingers in the fridge. And now they're not there. Did you eat any? And I said, I had one little piece. It was the size of my pinky. And I'm not kidding. There was like a gigantic piece of fried chicken and this little tiny like thing that looked, it was like one bite. So I ate it, you know, because I'm fat and hungry, right? So
yeah.
I ate the goddamn thing. She said, and then I hear in the background, this kid starts screaming, this 9-year-old monster starts screaming because I ate his fucking chicken breast. So I had to go interrupt. I basically got cunt blocked by a 9-year-old. So I had to go and get goddamn chicken. So I bought this little, and excuse my language, fucker, 3 goddamn humongous chicken breasts, fried fucking chicken. I'm like, and I go, I just walked in. I said, here you go, Count Bratula. Anyway, I thought it would be a funnier story than it is. Sorry, never mind.
Basically, you're a failure.
Pretty much. The zipper looks nice. The X-hose. I like a lot of these things. Ooh, ask if the tag away removes unsightly skin tags.
Without I've already called about that.
But it looks like poppers. Did you call and ask if you can use it as gay poppers to get fucked?
No.
If it'll loosen your laps?
No, not yet.
What about your warts? Did you try the warts treatment?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Cheryl, you're not being serious. Serious.
Mm-hmm. I'm just a little girl.
Oh, God, yeah, you are. What about the suction grip bar? Did you do that one?
Somebody gave you some different places to call. We've
Cheryl,
got the
I already have
porn
this.
Store, South Atlanta.
Okay, no, I didn't enter this. I entered this phone number. We're going to call this number. And then we can move on. But I did not enter this. It was a lot of work for me. Don't get all choosy. We're just talk to whoever answers the fucking phone. Beggars can't be choosers, lesbian. With lips. So find something to fucking order.
Thank you for calling Harriet Carter.
You're welcome.
Your call may be monitored for quality assurance purposes. To place an order, press 1. To request a catalog or be removed from our mailing list, press 2.
Press something,
to
Cheryl.
To check the status of your order, press 3. For all other questions, press 4.
Cheryl.
To hear these options.
Toilet, footrest, or the one. Water eater. We got $20 from John Kobeck. Thank you. Thank you, John Kobeck. Lavender pill.
Yes.
Hello. Hi, my name's Cheryl, and I was looking at your wonderful catalog, and I had a few questions about some product.
Okay.
Okay. So there's a product, it's called Just a Drop Odor Neutralizer. I'm wondering, have you ever used this product?
I have not used it personally, but I believe I do have that particular item. It's the odor neutralizer, just a drop. And it's for keeping bathrooms smelling fresh.
And is it... So what I'm trying to understand is, well, I've got a medical condition. Do you know what a prolapse is?
Mm-hmm.
So I've got the prolapse, and I've also got a few other associated, what my doctor calls comorbid conditions. And so I have very sticky and smelly BMs. And he suggested that there was a product like this, which you put into the water, and it makes it so that the smell of dead fish and feces doesn't waft in the bathroom. Is that what this is?
Yes, that is what this is. It is partly an odor neutralizer. And it also creates a barrier on the water's surface that will, you know, help keep odors from wafting up.
And will it prevent the splash? Like when my leotards hang down?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It might not prevent splashing, but it will help neutralize the odors. And our customers who have purchased this item do say it works great.
Oh, that's wonderful. Even on a fish smell?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. Well, that's great. So another product I was wondering about is the hip stabilizers. Well, I'm a young woman myself. I'm starting to experience... some pain. I've got the fibromyalgia, and I was watching this webinar of my friend Sylvia Brown. She's a psychic. And I think that she uses these in addition to a wheelchair. So I don't know if you have any more information about this stabilizer.
Okay. Well, they do come in three sizes, and they do need to be ordered by waist size. But they are good to help relieve stress, and they do reduce some inflammation and can, you know, support, you know, the hip and the upper thigh.
And it looks like in the picture it's covering the genital area where my prolapse is, and I'm wondering, do you think it would be comfortable on my clitoris?
Okay. Well, it does look, it does hook around the thigh.
Okay.
And that's why it is important to get the right size so it isn't riding up too high.
Mm-hmm.
From the picture that I have, it looks like it is, you know, right at the top of the thigh, not right near where the crease is.
Okay.
So it's not quite there, but it is close. So you
want
to make sure you
get the right
size
for it. So you think I should measure my thigh around the prolapse when it's hanging down fully erupted?
That might be a good idea. It is sized by waist size, and it does run a little small. So you might want to get, say you do measure yourself and it looks like you'd fit the medium, you might want to get the large just in case. They are adjustable.
Okay. And, okay, so you don't think it will pinch my hips?
It shouldn't.
Okay. And what is this washable? Like, what is it made out of? Does it hold stains, like from feces or urine?
It is a nylon, rubber, and poly blend. Okay. It is washable, yes.
Uh-huh. So you don't think it would hold stains or smells, fish?
It should not, no.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It would need to, of course, wash it properly, but it would not need, it should not hold stains if it is washed regularly and thoroughly.
Okay. It's wonderful. Well, one thing that I'm starting to have more trouble with is wiping my lady business. And I don't know if you have any product that would either help me to better cleanse my downstairs area or would help me to reach in between the folds or perhaps reach around my backside to better cleanse my areas.
Okay. Well, I do remember seeing an item that does do something similar, but I don't remember the name of it right this moment. Let me see if I can find it for you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay. All right. Just one moment while I pull that up. Okay. And I think I've found the right area of our products. Let's see if I can find that. Oh, I know where it might be. I'm sorry.
It's all right. You're so helpful. Thank you.
Okay. It might be an item that we do not offer anymore, but I do remember seeing that item that...
What was it called?
...what you described. That's why I'm having a little trouble finding it, because I don't remember the exact name.
Was it like a wipe? Oh.
It's called the Hygiene Refresher. And what it is it's a squeeze bottle with a long, long, long neck with a curve. so that you can, you know, squirt up water down there to help clean things off and keep things fresh.
Wow. That's wonderful. So it's like a duty squirt?
Yes. And it's a small bottle, so it fits nicely in your hand. And you can just squirt up so that the water will, you know, wash things out down there. And it's got a very nice, long, slightly curved neck so that it can reach the right place without you having to bend too much.
And can you put other things in, so on, like vinegar or other things like that? Like you can.
It's made primarily for water, but as long as whatever you're putting in it won't harm the plastic, you should be able to put other things in it as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's so great. And it's called the Hygiene Refreshered.
Yes.
Okay. That's so great. I'm going to look that one up. Have you used that one?
No, I have not used that one.
Okay. Do you know anything about this lung cream?
Lung cream. Well, let me take a look.
Because I'm wondering if that would, I mean, I've got this, I've got some lung issues, as you might be able to tell from my voice, and sometimes I have a smoker's cough, and,
it's definitely something that is prescribed for smoker's cough. It says it does help with colds and bronchitis, with asthma, emphysema, and smoker's cough. Okay. And it, you know, it's supposed to work. It looks like it's got an herbal formula, so it is, you know, not some of the things that you'd find is like a prescription medication for lungs. Oh. It's an herbal formula.
Do you know what's in it?
Okay. Let's see if I can find the ingredients list. Just one moment. I'm sorry. Okay, I am going to see if I can pull up the ingredients list. Oh, I do have the ingredient list for you.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, the ingredients are water, aloe, barbendenis leaf juice, polyethylamine, so that is one thing that is not an herbal remnant, and it's got magnesium phosphate, Chinese licorice root extract, Chinese skullcap extract, and tangerine extract.
Oh, that sounds scary.
It's actually a kind of plant.
Oh,
and it's named for the flowers that look like those little caps that sometimes men wear on their heads, you know, the little tight little hat.
Oh,
and
yes.
That's why it's named a skull cap.
Oh. Jews?
Mm-hmm. And that it's extract from the plants.
Oh,
and then it's also got folic acid, vitamin C.
Wonderful.
And I do know that Chinese licorice root is actually great for the throat.
Oh, that's wonderful. So great. Okay, and I think the last product I was looking at is the tummy liners. And it says on the website that these are supposed to keep your midsection dry and infection-free. Now, I don't have a lot of folds myself, but I have a good friend named Madge Weinstein who has recently gained a lot of weight, and I'm very concerned about, I've seen these shows on the TLC where the people are so obese that they get these infections and they have to have someone clean underneath and, you know, and they say, I don't smell. And then they have a can of Lysol next to them. So I don't think Madge is to that point yet. But I'm wondering if this product might be able to help her and to not smell so bad.
Okay. Well, this item is primarily, you know, for, you know, the chafing that can happen when the skin is rubbing back and forth. And it's also to help prevent infections and heat rash. It is machine washable, and it's absorbent and, you know, keeps you drier under there.
So it's not like something sticky, but, like, how do you put it on if it's machine washable?
Okay. It's a soft cotton, and you just put it on, and actually, because it is meant to be put in between folds of, well, skin and fat, it stays in place that way unless you're moving around a lot. I mean, if you go for a run, it would probably fall out. But
well, if you're that big, you're probably not moving around a lot. No.
Probably not.
Yeah. And they sell 4XL?
Mm-hmm.
How large is 4XL? It doesn't give the is it the waist size or like what?
Okay. Well, the extra large is listed for... actually, just XL. It doesn't look like we are selling 4XL right now. The extra large size is 32 inches long. So it's not meant to go around the whole body. It's just meant to go under where everything overlaps the most. So, you know, the extra large is for people who are, you know, pretty large.
Because on the website, it let me add the 4XL to my cart.
So maybe we do have 4XL on our website then.
So is that just four times as long as 32 then?
Let me take a quick look. Just one moment.
Okay.
Okay. Just one moment while we pull these up. Sorry. Okay. Okay, it does have the 4XL size.
Yeah.
It looks like it's a new item on our website, the new size.
Oh. So it doesn't have any information about how large 4XL the tummy liner is.
Okay.
I mean, because if it's three...
No, it does not have the measurements for the 4XL yet.
Because if it's four times, then it would be 128 inches, which is huge.
Yeah, I don't think it's quite that big. When you compare to the large size, which is 28, and the XL, which is 32, so that's 4 inches difference. So I'm assuming, in that case... 36 was before the double XL, and then 40 inches for the 3XL, and then 44 inches for the 4XL. So probably about 44 inches long.
Oh. Okay, I'll have to have Manch measure. She might actually be. What level of fat would that be? I mean, is that like the super morbidly obese, like they have to come and take out the wool in your house to get you out?
Probably not quite that big.
Okay. So maybe at some point you'll start to sell the, you know, 16XL, and that'll be for the hangout. Yeah.
Possibly.
And then
I
is
do
this...
know that the 4XL does seem to be a new size.
Yeah. So is this for also, it's for the waist, but if you want to pull your breasts aside, for me, my breasts get very sweaty, and I don't know if maybe this would be a good product for me with the medium, maybe cut in half under my breasts.
Okay. Well, we actually sell a product that is meant for the breasts. So it's a bra liner, and it's, you know, goes right where the bottom of the bra is and to help absorb for that.
Wow.
You want to order by bra size for that one.
What is that called again? Liner? Bra liner?
Yes, bra liner.
Is it the same material?
Mm-hmm. It's the same 100% cotton. as the other thing. It's just cut differently so that it fits nicely inside a bra.
All the same price?
This one, yep, all the sizes are the same price.
Isn't there a lot more material for the XXL than the small?
I'm not sure, but, you know, it doesn't look like it's going to be that much extra for the... And, hey, it's a deal if you do happen to need the XXL.
Yeah, well, we do. And, oh, this is... You may also like silicone concealers. What's that?
Those are actually for people who like to wear white shirts where, you know, if it's cold, that will happen, you know. And those concealers help make sure that the showing doesn't happen.
Do they have something like that? Because they don't have that problem with the upstairs, but downstairs, if I wear white pants, I mean, you can see all of my layups. And I don't know if there's something to hide the layups.
I am not aware of a product that does that. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. I think the only other thing I was wondering is on the thing that goes in the folds to prevent the sweat and all that, does it also prevent cockroaches? Madge has also had this problem. She ended up at this hospital that's horrible in Chicago called Thoric, and she had cockroaches in her folds when she was a larger woman. So I don't know if it has something, or maybe we could add something so the cockroaches don't go in her folds.
Okay. Well, it is not, you know, listed for cockroaches, but I'm guessing that is not the most common of problems. You could probably find something that would, you know, act as a repellent for cockroaches. You could probably look up and find something that's non-irritant for human skin that you could, you know, add to that, you know, just around the edges to keep them away. A better solution might be to get cockroach repellent for the home to make sure there are no cockroaches in the home.
Yeah. And maybe for her to lose some weight already. I mean, golly. If you're having that problem and you're, you know, you're dropping all these crumbs in your folds and that's why you're getting bugs up inside yourself, I think you got a bigger problem, you know? Here?
Mm.
Yeah. Ay, ay, ay. Anyways, honey, you have been the most amazing, helpful, wonderful woman that I have ever talked to on the Grum program. And I just want to thank you for your help today.
Okay, and thank you very much for calling Harriet Carter Gifts. Did you want to place an order today?
Well, I think I'm going to look more at these products and
get
the design. And if I have more questions, can I call back?
Sure, you can call back.
Okay, thank you so much. You're so wonderful.
And thank you for calling, ma'am, and have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye, honey.
Goodbye.
Hello.
Very nice, Cheryl. Very nice, Cole. Very good questions.
Did you like my Cole and my quest?
I don't like that you made me the subject of your obesity.
You've gained a lot of weight, man.
But I'm really glad you asked the question about the pesticide. but I was hoping you'd ask...
So helpful. She even said you could probably get some pesticide that's safe for human skin and sprinkle it around the edges.
And she's like, maybe you should think about getting the cockroaches out of your house, honey.
No.
Hold on, I have to fix this grum hole.
That looks pretty.
Oops, there.
I mean, it was so wonderful that she was able to think of a product to help me to clean my vagina and prolapse.
Absolutely, I agree.
And I didn't even have to ask about it. You know, I mean, she found a duty squirt.
She was so nice. Oh, the duty squirt, and she said yes.
Yes.
And she had a little giggle. Oh. And then she went to find you the duty squirt.
She, like, she researched,
amazing. You should have ordered it for and given it to Andy Vera's post office box.
Yeah, but I don't got any money.
You
I'm
know,
broke.
It sounded like the girl on Tick.
It kind of did.
Didn't it?
I wanted to ask her if she herself was obese.
I think so.
But I didn't want to.
Because she sounded like she knew an awful lot about it, you know?
Yeah, I think
especially
she
the
was
roaches.
Obese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, listen,
I feel like we were really successful.
Yes, and I don't want to jinx it by trying to make other phone calls.
Totally agree.
So, I think that people should still share ideas for the next Grum.
Well, what about our holder? Do you have any new holder items or no?
No, nothing. I really don't. I mean, no,
this was
I
just
don't.
A surprise Grum because.
But I do want you to post that video of. And maybe you can play that song after we hang up of the, the Must Be an Angel.
The Must Be a Prolapsed Angel?
The Sylvia remix of,
I'm trying to accept this donation first, hang on.
You know what I'm talking about, though, the one I asked you to post.
Yeah, you said it's in the holder, and in which folder in the holder?
That's right, I even sent you an email about it.
Which holder in the holder?
It's in the root of the holder.
The yeast.
No, in the Grum holder.
Yeah, it's called yeast, the holder.
For me, it's called Grum holder.
Really? Holder. I thought we have to have it the same name, Bees.
I don't fucking know, bitch.
All right.
Called Grum Holder.
You actually call it literally Grum Holder?
Yes, that's right.
Is this it?
No.
Sorry, God.
I sent you an email.
I'm looking, hold on.
Do you like fresh?
He does not. You know he's lying. Yes, indeed. Sure. Yeah, right.
African licorice.
She's right about that. Licorice is wonderful. It's good for your stomach. I don't see it. Oh, there must be a psychic, that one.
Yes.
Do you want to play it in the holder now just to see it or no? Or you want to just go?
No, I'm going to go, but I would like you to play for the audience to enjoy and then post it on, you know, the YouTube or maybe the Vimeo. So it
Vimeo, yeah, because if it's dirty... Is it dirty? Does
it's
it
not
have
dirty, it's just, it's, what's her name, song?
Oh, Annie Lennox. Yeah, yes, they'll
so
fuck
they're,
me
they're
up.
They're assholes. But it's creative and you made it yourself or someone
well, I
made
can,
it for you.
I wonder if, I can put it on Insane Films. I just,
but
I
no,
need to,
you know, I mean, if you want to share it and so people can stream it and watch
they
it.
They let you, put it on YouTube if it has rights issues. No, they just make you sign an agreement. But does anybody know, like, of a filter that bypasses that music recognition shit like Shazam and all that? I hate that shit. Really pisses me off. Cheryl.
What?
Hi, honey.
Hi, honey.
That was really good work.
Mm-hmm.
And what is our total? How much money? Okay, let's count. Hang on, I gotta...
Why don't you just send me an email after the Grum with all the details?
Details? What does that mean? What's a detail, honey?
I'm this little girl.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a pretty big little girl.
Pretty ugly, too, honey.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see.
Dang.
Do you like... No.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
Anything else I can get for you?
Well... What about Sylvia? Anything new with her?
Nope.
No. She still has no...
No Twitter sheet, no Facebook.
Are you sure?
Yep.
You're positive?
Yep.
Why does it say this donation from Wayne is unclaimed? I pressed claim.
Maybe he sent us another one.
Yeah. It says it's claimed. Must just not be updated.
That's my donation.
Hmm?
Donation.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to do a total. I want to know, because this is exciting. 20 plus 20 plus 20 plus 15 plus 25, your age, Plus, I love how that abortion lady said, "What's your real age?" Ooh, bitch.
Fucking rude.
130.
And where are you really from?
She was good, honey. And she was mean as fuck. I like that. That was a good conversation. Like, that actually was useful. So we made $130. Thank you so much, audience. We appreciate this. And you see what happens when you do nice things for us? We do more grum holes. And Cheryl does nice calls. And everybody's happy.
What was the total?
$130. But I'll send you the printout afterwards. I'll send you the text like I did last time with the pic sheet.
That's because of a girl.
What about your mom?
My mom's got stink hair and beef.
Okay,
well, everybody enjoy the song, and we'll talk to you later, Neil.
I'm going to finger my cunt. And by the way, go ahead, Cheryl, bye.
Goodbye.
Now, audience, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause before I play this song because I want to make sure this show is saved. So I'm going to play Sylvia for a second, and then I'm going to save the grum while I play Sylvia for you. So just... I'll be right back.
That's just goofy.
Okay, now I'm blank. And I wish this fucking fan... See, what I need to do is I need to use an external monitor so I can put the goddamn thing away. So you don't hear the goddamn fucking fan. Anyway, sorry. Okay, we're going to play this nice song, or as Cheryl would say, soothing. Let's see. I'll go back to Hell Division. Where is it? And I will post it somewhere on the YouTube or something, or the Vimeo and my vagina at the same time. Switch to Hell Division. I hope everybody's still there, or somebody, anyway. Actually, I don't care. All right.
No one on earth could feel like this. I'm groaning overblown with bliss. There must be an angel playing with my hair. I walk into an empty room. An orchestra of
angels.
Angels. And we're playing with my
angels. 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 Angels.
No one on earth could feel like this. I'm thrown and overblown with bliss. There must be an
angels
playing with my they're playing with my
angels. 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 Angels.
Angels. Angels.
So amazing.
Watching
angels
celebrating.
Angels. Oh, playing with my heart, yeah.
Oops, sorry. All right. Where's my thingamajig? Hello. Is anybody there? Let me see. Anybody back there? Let's see. Lick those talents. All right. You want to talk about school closings? Yeah, well, that's fucking disaster, huh? Nobody's happy about that here except for the fucking mayor. And do you know we have in an appointed, not an elected school board? I always thought everywhere it's school boards are elected. I didn't know that it's even possible to do the thing with the thing with the thing. What else? Oh, I actually had a list of topics, but see, I probably won't do a solo grum. Maybe I will, but with so much such a long grum hole, it's kind of, you know, I don't want to overwhelm Popple. And also, I'm lazy. Let me see my list. You know, I really wanted to hate that new Daft Punk album, but I didn't hate it because it's so popular. Let's see here. Maybe I will. Least. Yeast topics. Oh, I only have three things. Did that. Okay. Then the only thing left, I guess, is this. I'll play this. It's from PBC Liberal. I played something of his a long time ago. This stuff is from about 8 years ago. Never thought podcasting would last this long for me. What a loser. Here. Okay, I'm going to play this nice business for you. I hope you enjoy it as much as I didn't not enjoy it. Did. I like it. This is PBC Liberal. What? Where is it? Shit. Nope. Sorry. For once, I'm not doing this just wrong.
There's this guy named Joseph Campbell, who taught at Sarah Lawrence College for 38 years, starting in 1934. Campbell was a comparative mythologist. Let me borrow the words of author Eugene Kennedy to explain. Myth and symbol are fundamental and essential properties of all religions. They are the special language of religious experience. Joseph Campbell has devoted his life to their study, detecting recurrent themes and motifs in varied mythologies of different cultures that suggest that a single underground spring of religious experience nourishes them all. According to Campbell, what appear to be diverse religious traditions are actually different expressions of a unitary experience that is shared across all cultures. We didn't have a word for it then, but Campbell gathered up all the belief systems and found what today we call the meta. Instead of this causing a great thunderclap and the summoning of the heralds with trumpets, very few people even got it. Bill Moyers didn't get it until Kennedy, who I just quoted, wrote a piece on Campbell for the Easter Sunday edition of the New York Times Magazine. From that, Bill Moyers understood this was important stuff. And he talked Joseph Campbell into going on camera, which is not something Campbell wanted to do. He'd rather teach a class. But he was losing a battle with cancer. Even so, those video essays and interviews with Campbell show Moyers mentally 6 paces behind Campbell at every turn. That Easter Sunday New York Times piece was published 26 years ago. It was called Earthrise because it explored the concept of the Earth being viewed externally, a new concept to mid-20th century man. A shot of Earthrise from the perspective of the moon was then the opening shot on CBS Evening News. As it percolated into our culture, it was the final nail in the conceited religious theories of an Earth-centered world and of the clear division of the Earth and the heavens. We were all just part of everything, and the divisions were just matters of degree. I've just seen some footage from a new 20-minute featurette produced in England for €80,000. that doesn't have a real shot in the whole thing. It's real people, but it's shot on green screen with motion tracking cameras and a lighting department of 30 people, and the world is applied in post. We've done this before, of course, but never totally with no conceit as if it's real. As Gertrude Stein put it, there's no there there. Of course, she was talking about Oakland. This is our 21st century version of Earthrise. Those who get it are a funny amalgam of gamers and animators, modelers, programmers, and bit wranglers, the people whose names roll by in closing credits who labor at effects houses like Industrial Light and Magic, Digital Domain, and Giant Killer Robots. Some of the folks in digital media have gotten lost in virtual worlds, have driven home after a day spent in some machine-realized space, making mental notes to tweak the luminosity of the streetlights they pass, forgetting that their current reality may be God's render farm. As if this isn't enough, science is making a frontal assault on religion through quantum theory. We are all just a part of everything, and what look like divisions aren't divisions at all, and in fact may be a unitary experience to someone correctly placed. This is creeping into today's consciousness through think pieces like the documentary What the Bleep Do We Know, and theatricals like The Jacket. In a world where more and more of us grok reality as something that changes as a part of the viewing process and over which we sometimes have control, comparative mythology in the Joseph Campbell sense is even less of a foreign concept. Bible stories, the Vedas, the stories handed down by the shaman, are just rivulets of the wellspring of a shared religious experience that we're hardwired for. If Joseph Campbell were alive this Easter, he might get the props he deserves. Although, maybe he is and just did. But that's just my opinion.
On the moon, and the men flying around the moon. It's as though mythology were becoming fact. And I've been surprised that the press in general has not seemed to have recognized the great spiritual import of this event. The best comment I found on it was in an Italian paper, a great paper somewhat like Life magazine, a pictorial paper, called Epoca. And here, after the first moonwalk, that wonderful moment of that foot coming down, the first human foot on this lovely disc in the sky that's been the inspiration of love for millenniums, they had a picture of an Italian poet, Giuseppe Ungaretti, a man I would say in his 70s or so, pointing with great enthusiasm at his television set just at this time. And he said, "This is such a night as never was in the history of the world." And he wrote a poem, a two-line poem, not to the moon, but to the earth. That wonderful picture that was published of the earth rise over the horizon of the moon. And his poem, my free translation, was as follows. "What are you doing, Earth, in heaven? Tell me, What are you doing, silent Earth? Now, when you think of this, I remember some years ago, Carl Jung declared that the declaration by the Pope of the dogma of the assumption of the Virgin Mary to heaven was one of the most important theological events in recent history. And the reason was that what it represented was the ascent of earth to heaven, so that the earthly and the spiritual principles were equated. Now this, of course, has been a matter of faith in the Catholic religion for centuries, but here it was declared dogma. And then a few years later, we see that marvelous picture, and there indeed, the earth is in heaven. Now one of the most, can I say, incongruous episodes in the history of these moon flights occurred two Christmases, or perhaps it was three now ago, when the astronauts sailing around the moon on Christmas Eve read to us the first verses of the book of Genesis. And I thought, what a curious thing to be hearing from the moon. These men have already themselves refuted what is there said, and they're reading it to us as though it were something relevant to what they were doing. Well, I asked a great number of my friends what they thought of hearing the book of Genesis coming down from the moon, which in the book of Genesis would have been just about approximately where God himself would have been. And they all said they were tremendously impressed. And then I thought, well, isn't it a shame that our poets have not produced something appropriate to our new cosmology that would have been fitting on this occasion? Now, when one looks at that great figure of the earth in heaven, where formerly the spirit had been, and realizes what it means, namely, that the laws of earth and the laws of man's mind reach out to the ultimate distances. We don't know of anything beyond. Kant, in his Critique of Pure Reason, and in his Introduction to Metaphysics, asks this question: how is it that one can predict what the proportions of space are going to be over there, where one is not?
Survival up, fit it. Put through the push-ups and get with it. Fuck it, or feel about that. No question about that. Yo, I doubt that face to face, rhyme for rhyme, fist to fist. Me when wings hit lips, so slow down. I won't slow down in a throwdown. Yep, she's out now. That's another hole down. You should be knowing this. You can't blow it. It's the best again. It's stress. There's a solo with a hole. The mic transformed by the beat set. Ape effect. Who could possibly eat that? The chick with soul, the force. He has to master to dump too front. I make like a ghetto and blast ya. I'm hyper, right, but don't for longer. Break piece of broke here, rhyme back longer. I find a loser and left your lord. And you sweat to death like a whore. Now he's the poor.
Running out of sight. talk about this evening are these two types with some examples. I will speak first of the, let's say, heathen systems, and then of those of the divine social orders. The first principle in the developed examples of the heathen mythology is this, that the ultimate mystery of being, the ultimate truth and substance, is transcendent. It transcends all human knowledge. It transcends all names. It transcends all qualities, categories, predicates. You cannot say anything about it finally. The second principle is that that truth, that ultimate being, is you. You are it. It is your own being. It is your own inner nature. You are identical with that. Your mentality is distracted by the phenomena of the world, and you apply your thoughts to that. But turn inward, and you will find within that divine principle, which is the mystery of being itself. This makes possible a mysticism of what I shall call identification. In contrast to that, the other point of view declares that the divine power that created the world is not the world, is not in it as its essence. Creator and creature are in nature apart. If you turn inward into your soul, all you find is nature, not divinity. Your role is not to identify with divinity, but to relate to it. Now, these two words are great keys. The mysticism and the religious order and social order of identification with the divine, and the mysticism and social order of establishing a relationship to the divine. One may take as physical examples the Oriental image of the yogi or Buddha seated in meditation, turning inward. And in contrast to that, the saint praying with his hands in a posture of address to a power elsewhere. Now, in the societies of the pagan sort, there are two paths to identification. One is the path of the social order itself, and the other is the path of inward meditation. Now, I'm going to speak of a couple of well-known examples, but well-known though they be, they will be a little bit surprising in relationship to each other, I think. Let me speak first of the very simple, primitive planting peoples of the tropical forest. There are many, many tribes where one hears these myths of the mythological age. The mythological age was an age of no death, of no birth, but of a continuing being, as the state of Adam would have been had he not fallen by the tree. However, at a certain point, a taboo of some sort was broken. Normally, there is a murder committed. Someone is killed. This killed person is cut up. The parts of the body are buried, and these buried parts grow up as food plants. At the same time, death comes into the world, and also procreation. Procreation and death balance each other. One without the other would be a calamity. Death without procreation, all would end. Procreation without death, and the world would be flooded with human beings. These two balance each other. But the interesting thing is that this deity that was killed, this being that was killed, has grown up as food plants. so that we are always eating God. We live on divine power and substance. And in order that we may live, we have to kill. Even vegetarians kill vegetables. So that this fierce lesson, this Dionysian lesson of life living on death, is taught by this mythology. And it is illustrated in rituals that are rather horrendous. They involve human sacrifice and ritual cannibalism, which is simply, you might say, a sacrament illustrating this mystery. All living, all eating, is a ritual act, an act of murdering and consuming the god. This is a basic image in these mythologies.
Our mother, you got to her house. never likes to shit out. Oh, I bet I must have looked. But help me, bloody needed for a mouth. A new tap in a body plate. So, bloody, then to roll the sun. Do new dentist. So, bloody, came home from the dentist. Why you crying, sweetheart? Why you crying? You wouldn't believe this. You know why the 6-year-old is crying? She broke up with a boyfriend. That's from television. They make them 6 years for the two now. All right. Why you broke up, sweetheart? His mother? You see that? That's how the mother-in-law starts. His mother. You see that button? His mother made him take a nap. She got mad. They broke up. Can you believe that? Please, everybody who didn't pay the dues yet, please figure out how much you owe, and we're going to start the meeting right away. Oh, look who just walked in. Annie, I can't believe that. I can't believe that Hansi that youth, would you believe she's 80 years old? But happens, all children surprise her for her birthday, 80 years old, with a new apartment. You know how that is. So, no, she got 4 children. One son is a big shot, he's a computer big shot. So, they brought her into the new apartment, and everybody was singing Happy Birthday. And Annie started to cry. What do you want? Annie, go eat. There's a lot of things there. Annie, don't eat the fish. Don't sell Donald. Go eat the fish. So, go eat. Go. And Robert, take a picture for me. So, the next morning, she called the daughter. She said, Sandra, please, I want my old apartment. She said, please, Sandra, she started to cry. I want to go back where I push my own button in the elevator. So the daughter kept saying, call your son Melville, he's the big son. So the secretary told Annie, he's busy on the telephone, he's in the long distance, this and that. One day, she called the secretary and said, you better bring my son here right away, you tell him emergency. He came right away, he's running with a doctor. She said, no, she said, I'm not sick. That's when the son got mad with Annie. He said, why are you nagging me, mother? He said, I buy you the best. He said, I bought you a best apartment. I buy you the best dresses and the best furniture. Then he said to him, you keep quiet. She said, you're not talking to one of your computers. And don't you tell me anymore what you buy me. She said, because when you were a little boy, and when you in the middle of the night would cry, mother, mother, did I walk in your room and write you a check? She said, I gave you a hug. I gave you a kiss. She said, I'm crying with her. Because she gave with me. No, I'll tell you why she ran away. The computer big shot. His son also ran away. Gina Camon in California. A Camon bailer, that's like a bungalow Camon. So that's what they do. Grandmother goes to a Camon, and that's what in the news and everything. You start in the meeting, Norman? That's good. All right, Norman, please, Mr. President, I have an announcement. Don't tell me parliamentary procedure, Norman. I used to die for you. Just a minute. First of all, Norman, I want to announce that we have 22 cemetery plots. Reduced half price from people who don't want
back. And then, Sophie Schneider sent a letter, and she's donating to the Sunshine Committee. Her cemetery plot, free and clear, we should use it for a door prize. Now, she told us she wants better to wait with her second husband, and she's right. And then, wait a minute, Nathan, don't talk with the cemetery, because you made all the trouble, are you? Just a minute, Nathan, don't tell my husband he's wrong. This is not just a second, Nathan. Don't tell me that you gave me the lighter location. Shut up, Izzy, I'm talking. 54 years you didn't talk, don't stop now. You put my Izzy next to Sam Stiglitz. My Izzy didn't like Sam Stiglitz when he was living, so why should he lay with him when he's dead? Did I want that? You know, wait a minute, Norman. Also, Sophie Schneider said that whoever gets a cemetery plot, they should use it good help. Then, I want to make a resolution, Mr. President. After all, I'm the oldest year in the family cycle. We don't know that I'm gonna be here next year. Don't laugh, Robert. I don't like that. Big shot. And we don't know what, you know, I love everybody, but that Aunt Lynn is gonna be here next year. We don't know that. So, next year, if I'm going to live and I'm going to be well, Mr. President, I want to make a resolution that next year, Dora, I'm going to make the fish.
You're shocked, huh? You didn't think I'd be this adorable in person, right? See, they needed something precious, and this is it. I like the dress. Could you drop dead in that dress? Since I lost weight, I can wear anything. I used to be heavy. That's hard to believe, isn't it? I was obese. This is the new Toadie Field. Look how adorable. I look like a pregnant bouquet in this dress, don't I? Hey, did you hear him say it? The star of the show. I get goosebumps. I stand backstage every night, and I wait. And say, here she is, the star of the show. You want to know, whoever dreamt I'd ever see my name on a side with Humperdinck or Pumperdinck. And to think I changed my name from Sophie Feldman yet. But likewise, you're laughing. I want you to know something. Only 2 years ago, I rode by this hotel every day in a taxi cab, and I returned to the passengers in the back. And I'd say, someday, someday. But you know, I started here in Las Vegas. I don't know if you realize that. Right across the street at the Stardust Hotel, I was in the Lido show. Did you know that? Yes, I was in the line. I was the last four girls from the end. And I almost died when my manager called me up and he said, Tony, honey, they want you to go to Vegas and make a comeback. I said, you're kidding. I said, what'll I do in Las Vegas? What'll I do for the folks? Shall I do all the things that you people adore? The things that your Tony is so famous for? Shall we travel together down memory lane and recall all the things that brought Tony her fame? God bless me. How many of you out there remember me in The Wizard of Oz? That many. And the rest of you can leave. Do you remember me when I sang on the Good Ship Lollipop? Whoever dreamt Shirley Temple would grow up to be this adorable? Look at poor Jane Withers as a plumber. Do you remember when I was in Peter Pan? I can fly, I can fly. I wasn't Peter Pan, I was Captain Hook. You know what I was? I was the counterweight at the other end of the rope. And every time they wanted Mary Martin to fly, somebody would push me off a plank. But I said to my manager, listen, manager, that's his name, Howie Manager. I says, I want to go out on that stage and I want that audience to love me. He said, then Tony, he says, you go out there and you sell the one thing that you've got more of. Than any other female in show business. Sex. Sex. You're gonna see lips like you've never seen before. You're gonna see hips you'll remember evermore. You're gonna see passion that'll set your pulses on fire. You're gonna see fashion not many women acquire. A voice when it speaks that is inconceivable. You're gonna see cheeks. Sexy me. La da 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 da. You're dying to touch me, aren't you, son of a gun? Ah! He's absolutely panting. Come on, I'll give you one little touch, then you leave me alone. You animal. Animal, that's what you are. Do you think I see you peeking under my dress every time I walk by? Sure, you're dying to know what's going on underneath here, aren't you? What am I concealing? Is that what you're asking yourself? Would you believe a body full of hickeys? Self-inflicted? Try it, it'll keep you busy and away from the tables. Look how jealous she is. See, you got a nice face. Look at your figure. Why did you let yourself go?
over 110. I'm swollen, that's my problem. I blow up like a balloon when I get to the warm weather. And this is all silicone. It was up here, it dropped. Now, is that a great body? Would you believe it? I have the same measurements as Elizabeth Taylor. Her living room is 9 by 12 and so is mine. Don't laugh, not everybody's perfect. Look at Greta Garbo, wasn't she a big star, right? But she wasn't perfect, did you know that? She had big feet. Not me, look, little feet. But I got big ankles, look at those things, huh? My cuter in person. I know it because I walked out here and I saw all these girls go, ooh, is she adorable? Sure I am, you know why? Because I don't use all that garbage on my face that the television stars use. Look how cute, look how natural, look. The only two things I ever use on my skin. Silly putty and sandpaper, that's it. And exercise, see? You're not jogging, I can tell, kid. You got lumps everywhere, huh? See, I get up, nobody looks like this by mistake. I work at this body. I get up every day, I don't care what the weather, and I jog, look, firm like a rock. And nothing moves, look, every day. And that's just to go to the toilet, I run like that. Sometimes I make it, sometimes I don't. You want to know something? I'm jogging almost 3 months. I haven't lost a pound. But I'm so chafed. That's all it does. It rubs you out. Do you hear what I'm telling you? I'm going to end up with a big fat body, skinny legs, and two holes up here. And you know what else I do, kids? Very, very important. Watch. Good for you. Look at it. Watch this. I take my fingers under the chin like this. 1 hour, pat, pat, pat. Look. Look how thin my fingers are over there. You're gonna see eyes that have not been matched before. You're gonna see thighs, wanna see my tattoo, that could start another war. And when you put them all together, what do you see? You see intoxicating, scintillating, captivating, devastating, fascinating, sexy me, sexy me, sexy me.
People get bossy. They yell at you, tell you what to do. Some people even hit and try to make you do things you don't want to do. You may be angry and you may be mad and you may be feeling mean and bad and you want to hit and bite and hurt. Knock me down in the rocks and dirt, but I hold up my. I don't like you, I don't like you today. I don't like you, I don't like you, just get out of my way. I don't like you, I don't like you, I don't like you today. I don't like you, I don't like you, just get out of my way. And you
oh, my God, do you know who you said you were and what you said to us? And I said, oh, Lord God,